This podcast replay is brought to you by AccidentLawFirm.com. For truck, motorcycle, and rideshare accidents, call Bobby Nunez, 305-444-4407. AccidentLawFirm.com.
We're ready to go. Let's start off hour number six on the program.
Is that what we're doing? We're sailing into hour number six.
Yeah, we are into hour number six. We've never done this. This is hour number six here of the program.
Chartered territory. Here.
Actually, my voice has been pretty good today. I mean, it's kind of been, you know,
did you gargle decent. With salt or something, man?
I have no idea, but, you know, it'll start cracking up soon because it's a lot of talking. Dan O'Finfan, baby, from Miami Dolphin fans of York, Pennsylvania, is kind enough to join us now. And talk a little Fins. Dano, good afternoon, my man. I'm sorry we're late. How you doing, baby?
Hey, I'm doing good.
So good to have you on, man. So you're in York, Pennsylvania. Now, have you always lived there, and were you always a Dolphin?
I have always lived here, and since my early beginnings, I've been a Miami Dolphins fan.
Okay. What? When did you start becoming a Dolphin?
It was shortly after I was conceived. I was born in '67, and somehow in the '70s, I became a Miami Dolphins fan.
Okay. So why the hell weren't you an Eagles fan since you're there in Pennsylvania, or a Steelers fan?
I had a brother that was a Steelers fan. I had another brother that was a Jets fan, and there wasn't much other football going on here except for Dallas, Miami, and Pittsburgh, and it became Miami. I don't know. I guess it was colors.
All right, I got you. All right, so tell us about the Miami Dolphins of York, Pennsylvania. What do you guys do? How do you guys get together throughout the season? How big is this group?
We've been together now. Actually, we're getting ready to celebrate our 25th anniversary. We've been established since 1995, and we've had several hundred members come and go throughout the years. We try to get together at least every game day to watch the Miami Dolphins and try to get a bus trip going every now and then.
Okay.
And,
Bus trip. So you guys go, so it's a game that usually is in the region or something is what it is. You guys don't fly. You guys bus it. That's pretty cool.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. If we have if there is a game within our region, it's within a couple hours of a bus trip. Yeah. Well, we'll definitely get a bunch of guys on board, and we'll go trek to a neighboring town, and we'll gladly represent our Dolphins.
No doubt. I got you. All right, Dano, of course, Finn fan from York, Pennsylvania, joining us. Dano, you going to join us out in Vegas for the draft?
Yes. Yes, we got a couple guys that are talking about coming out for the draft party, and
okay,
yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
But this one, you're not busing, right? You're gonna fly to Vegas, right? Because I don't expect. Oh
yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Nah. I think the toilets might be a little bit filled by the time I got to Vegas.
Yeah, that would be one hell of a ride from Pennsylvania to Vegas. That'll be a nice.
No doubt.
You could make it one of those cross country excursions and things like that to have a little fun. But I think it's better to pop into a plane and touch down in Vegas. And so, are you gonna come back to Vegas next year when the Dolphins play the Raiders? Is the question.
Yes, that that is definitely on the bucket list of ours. I have a good friend of mine, Dan Siren. He's been behind me a lot throughout the years. He was my vice president for a good bit of the years, and helped me bring our fan club back into the light.
Nice.
Into today's technology, and yeah, we have a bucket list of attending every away game that we can.
Okay. So are you a Tua guy or what? What do you want at number five for the Dolphins? You want a specific player or are you a Tua guy?
I'm not really on board with the Tua thing. You know, me, I'm a guy that, you know, bring someone in that's willing to play, that wants to play, and give me who's on the board, and I'll go with what's there.
I got you.
That's the kind of guy I am.
I got you. All right, Daniel. So tell folks out there how they can join the Miami Dolphins Fan of York, Pennsylvania. How can they join your club?
Hey, we're definitely on Facebook. Check us out. We're known as the Miami Dolphins Fan Club of York, Pennsylvania. You can definitely check us out on Facebook. Any kind of information that you would need to come check us out for a live game, join us as a fan club. Any kind of information is right there.
I like it. Dano, Miami Dolphins fans of York, Pennsylvania. Dano, thank you for joining us, my brother. We really appreciate it. I look forward to having a little fun with you out there at Vegas, my man. We'll share a cold one, all right?
For sure. I thank you, man.
You got it, Dano.
And you know what?
Yes, sir.
Fin fans for life.
Damn right, baby. Fin fan for life, as always. Thank you, Dano. Appreciate you, my man. Fins up.
Thank you.
There you go.
Be well. For life.
Dano, Fin fan from York, Pennsylvania, joining us here on the program. Good stuff there. We're going to get in contact now with Will Carroll, the injury expert. Yes.
I'm waiting to see if he's available.
All right. All right. Let's see if he's available. If not, then we will wrap it up here on the program. We thank Dano out there, Fin fan, for joining us as always. Once again, the picks, just in case if you care, I got the Roughnecks -6 against Tampa. I got the Renegades -4.5 against the Dragons. I'm going with the under 40.5 with the Guardians and the Battlehawks. And I'm going Wildcats +8 against the DC Defenders. I still think the DC Defenders will win, but I think the Wildcats will make it interesting. George Arthur says, I'll be at Tommy Rockers to see Big O and celebrate the draft with my fellow Fin fans. Other than that, I avoid the strip like the plague. Yeah, it's going to be crazy, the strip. You're better off at Tommy Rockers anyways for 3 days. You're under roof. You don't have to worry about standing there. And I just think it's cool to like see it for a couple moments and then leave. That's it. But to stand there all day uncomfortable, dude, you're going to be at Tommy Rockers with us in a place with AC. You're under roof. You got food. You got drinks. You got a bathroom. You got TVs. You got us broadcasting, breaking down the entire draft, talking Dolphins.
You could be there for 24 hours straight.
Yeah, actually, you can. You can be there 24 hours. To me, it doesn't make any sense. You know? Drubo says the Bears are reportedly releasing Prince Amukamara and Taylor Gabriel. Not really interested in Prince Amukamara, but Taylor Gabriel's a nice little player. Let's see, what else do we have here? Big O, most European UK fans I know just want more games, not teams from overseas. I agree with you, man. I can see that. But if they get a team, they would embrace it as their own. I think it would be a coup for them. I think they would love it. I really do. Remember, folks, to share the link and give us a thumbs up, all of that stuff on a consistent basis. Share the YouTube channel. Tell the folks about the podcast, all that stuff. We always appreciate it. We're going to get Will Carroll next week. We'll get him back on a normal time. I'll talk to him and see how to make sure, because I know he's got a couple of other things going on. Anyway, we want to thank the Brunetti family, as always, for being great sponsors. Frank Fiore, obviously, and Steve Calabro, the casino manager. We thank everybody out here at Hialeah Park, always making it beautiful for us to broadcast. John, Bill, as always, putting it together. Appreciate Bill. We thank all of you, because we can't do this without you. It's impossible. So thank you very much. We'll see you guys. I don't know if we'll post something on Saturday, maybe Sunday. We'll have something for you throughout the weekend. But we'll
I know you. You're going to do something.
Maybe we'll do Sunday. Sunday, I know we're on also on Mad Dog 3 to 7 on Sirius. And then Monday, we're going to be at VSS West Pines in Pembroke Pines. So come on out and join us, all right? You guys be good out there. Much love.
Have a good weekend.